Get Elizabeth. She's new to the area, visiting here as a foreign exchange student from England. She knows that we respect free speech in these parts, but what she doesn't know is that rule doesn't always apply to the public school system, especially when that free speech concerns Christianity.
Elizabeth, I know you're new here, and that's why I'm going to let you off with a warning. But if you ever mention his name again, or his father's name, or his Holy Spirit's name, or even his friends, I'm going to have it send you to the principal's office. And here's our guest speaker now. Welcome.
Hey, look, it's Johnny. Did you graduate from school last year?
Samuel Thomas, always laughing on the outside, but lonely on the inside. How about let the big guy know you like your girlfriend for Christmas?
No need, I sent him a letter last night.
That's Thomas. He was, of course, joking about that letter, but only because he knew what it was. You see, he'd already tried to pass. Now, Thomas likes girls, but for some reason, he can't find that secret formula for finding a girl.
Anyways, guys, I wanted to let you know the Midtown Mall is having a huge Xmas.
You talked to the parts of a Christmas light class. Elizabeth, how dare you talk like that? You could have offended any number of my children in here. Now go, take this matter up with the principal. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't really know what you meant, but what does that matter?
The thing that does matter is this Xmas extravaganza thing.
So, come check it out. It starts tonight and lasts all weekend. Yeah. Well, I guess that's it. Except for I do have something I'd like to leave you with.
What do you do when you're feeling blue? Build a snowman or maybe two. What do you need to make you smile?
A roller puts that last in my life.
Christmas is the happiest holiday. First you open presents and then you play. So grab your gifts and head outdoors.
Laugh extended, you've got more.
Can't wait for the tree tonight. The Santa won't come to a cracking day. Christmas is the happiest holiday. First you open presents and then you play. So grab your gifts and head outdoors. Laugh at your friends if you got more!
Laugh at your friends if you got more!
Thank you, John. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Do you know why the girls are looking at that tie?
Yeah, you think it was because it helped, or because she was wearing this cool tie?
The tie!
I guess that says it all. Thomas and Jesse could care less about Christmas, unless they thought maybe some way they could use it to pick up girls. But Elizabeth, on the other hand, couldn't get a word in to enlighten anyone. I'm a girl, though. She's just not quite ready to give up.
Oh.
my. I don't know how it is over there in Great Britain, but around here, we respect other people's feelings. But, no but. Here they are. Now, Elizabeth, what does this mean to you?
Well, the cane itself is shaped like a shepherd's staff. The red stripes represent our shepherd's blood that was spilled for our sins, and the white stripes represent our sins washed away.
No, 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 no. Do you seem to be forgetting the real question here? Are candy canes real?
Yes.
Good. How about this one, Elizabeth?
Well, I've heard of the tree.
No! Our tree's real.
Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere. Now, Elizabeth, before I show you this next card, I want to think about what I've been teaching you. Candy canes, holly trees, even presents are real. They're tangible. They all have substance. Without qualifications, and this in mind, is this man real? Let me make this easier for you. Elizabeth, sometimes the truth hurts, but as a professional teacher, it's my job to correct the error of your ways, especially when your errors are disrupting to my other students. Oh, one other thing. Fairy tales make good bedtime stories, but they don't belong on the walls of academics.
Hey, Miss Brock, that girl's kind of weird, huh?
What exactly do you mean by weird?
Oh, nothing, I guess. She's just being all weird about Christmas. Like, she doesn't understand it's all just for fun or something.
Well, maybe it's helping people like us this year, she'll have a good time.
Hey, if you make her go out with me, I can help her have fun.
So, Thomas, what do I owe the pleasure of your visit?
Oh, yeah. I was just seeing if there are any girls in detention that might need a ride home.
Only if you could get past that. You can be amazed at how you can shine.
So, is that a no, or...
Goodbye, Thomas.
Way ahead of you.
Holy smokes! Those are cool! But what? You were wearing those the whole time, weren't you?
Yeah. Hey, I got a pair for you, too.
But let's just say I saw this thing coming.
These are going to be useful.
Hey! Are you in there?
You can wait. I have to get ready.
Ready for what?
I'm going to be playing my friend's church.
Church? Where did that come from?
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind. Are there going to be any girls there?
Well, they're church girls. I don't think you're ready for them.
It is Christmas time and la la la, we're having a ball. Can't wait to see all of the girls there for me. So say la la la, have eye candy. The place between you and the amazing man. I thought we here, la la la, I see candy man. You're made of candy.
Oh, silly boy. Thank you for girl.
We were wondering if you could do that X thing again.
Yeah, can you help the X?
Welcome to the extra. Don't forget to have an extra good time.
That's so cute.
Man, that guy's cool.
Yeah, just think, next year we'll be the one of the flexing X's.
Are you here for the extravaganza show?
I don't think so. I'm just looking for something for the Christmas play I'm in.
Christmas play? Well, how about an elf with some excellent moves?
It's not really that kind of a play. It's a play about Jesus, and if I remember right, there weren't any elves there.
Well, I thought you said it was a Christmas play.
It is a Christmas play. As in Christ once. It made me sad for you. If you never celebrated Christmas without Jesus, then you just never celebrated Christmas.
Oh no, too late. I think that Johnny Elf took all the girls.
Yeah, look at that. All dressed up and nowhere to go.
Hey, I know. How about Barnum and Bailey's?
Can you excuse us for a minute?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that chick went to take her out to see the circus.
I just need to say, you're the man. These types are awesome.
So we talked it over, and we'd be happy to take you to the Barnum and Bailey's.
Well then, let's go. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. I don't date clowns.
Clowns? I'd say we're more like trapeze artists.
Listen, I know you guys are lonely.
Lonely?
Yeah, what makes you say that?
Anyways, if you guys would like to fill the emptiness and live a happy life, everything you need to know is right here. Also, my church is having a Christmas play, so if you guys get a clue...
Wait, what page?
Just open and read. He knows what you're looking for.
Okay.
Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the doors will be opened to you.
Ask, seek, knock. I don't get it.
You will, if you do.
God just might be making his move.
You never be too sure with those two boys, though, what's going to remain the following morning.
Good comment. You know that book we were reading yesterday? Mm-hmm. I've been thinking a lot about it, and for some reason, I don't think it's talking about girls at all. It's just weird, because what else could it be talking about, you know?
Yeah, and have you noticed that over the past couple of days, every time we turn around, someone's trying to tell us about God. Even my sister is in a church play.
Yeah. Hey, I know. Let's do what the book said and seek out someone who can help us.
But who?
John Yell.
Yeah, he can set it straight.
He's in the break, and you know where the exit is.
Johnny, I'm so glad we found you.
Yeah, you got it all figured out. Your life is perfect. And the girls.
Yeah, we keep on looking for girls.
And somehow we keep running into God. Everyone keeps messing us up.
Yeah, our game's unlikely. What are we going to do?
Well, did you ever think that we're messing up at all?
What?
Yeah, because last night I had an epiphany.
Oh man, that's horrible.
Actually, it's not. I mean, for the first time in my life, I was able to see past all the girls something bigger, something better, something I never knew was there. But man, I think it's there the whole time. Why don't you guys sit down, make yourselves comfortable. I got something I'd like to show you. My ass.
Thought that I was all alone, broken and afraid, but you were there with me. Yes, you were there with me. And I didn't even know that I had lost my way, but you were there with me. Yes, you were there with me. Until you opened up my eyes, I never knew that I could never make it without you. Even another time is wrong, and another world is gone. Little more, you will help me carry on. After all that I've been through, now I realize that I must work in somebody to stand alone without you.
Yeah, it's a Christmas play, and I have a feeling it's going to be awesome.
Sounds cool. I think I'll join you.
What about us?
Wow, man, that's pretty cool. I bet Thomas and Jesse are going to see that one coming. But the biggest shocker of the night has to be Thomas. That kid can back up vocal like no man.
Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived of her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Thank you.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the wise men followed the star at the top of the place where he was.
I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, the Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger.
Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
Given. I didn't bring anything.
I think you brought the greatest gift of all.
Thomas, look where you're standing.
how much more does the Lord love you than all these things?
Yeah. That would be presents. You've got more. Christmas isn't about our presents. Oh no! I think we messed it up!
I think he's right, guys.
Yeah.
Let's do it one more time, but let's get it right this time.
What do you do when you're feeling blue? Open the gift that the Lord gave you. What do you need that makes you smile? The truth I'll let you know about the world. Christmas is the happiest holiday. Choose to keep in heaven in this world to stay. Spread on your knees upon the floor. Pray to Jesus and praise the Lord.
Pray to Jesus on your bed.
Everybody who's come here tonight to help us share in this joyous occasion, we're going to celebrate true meaning Christmas. I hope that everybody here understands what that true meaning is. I think that if you're here tonight, you probably already do, but we just want to say thank you to Jesus for coming here to this earth and be an example for us, being the man he didn't have to be but did, so that he could die for our sins, show us the way to heaven. Thank you again for coming.
Amen.
Hello. You have just witnessed miracle on 10th Avenue South. Young people always bite off a little more than they can chew. It's almost traditional. But, you know, God just brings a miracle through the whole thing. It's kind of like our lives sometimes. Even with our best intentions, we don't have everything come off on cue. But God delights in seeing us make a genuine effort motivated by the right heart. They mentioned a scripture in the play, ask, seek, and knock. Jesus told us to ask and to seek and to knock. A good way of remembering that is A-S-K. Ask, ask, seek, and knock. God will positively, without question, always honor a person who is earnestly seeking Him. No question. And this time of the year, Christmas means different things to different people. But God's meaning is expressed in the scripture, and it says that God loves the world. And He loved it so much, in fact, that He gave His only begotten Son, so that those who would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. He did not send His Son into this world to condemn the world, but rather to save the world. And that means me. and you, all of us. He loves us immensely. What this Christmas is about, basically, is what you make it about. God's purpose in sending Christ was that we would be redeemed, and the way we respond to that will determine everything about our future. If we reject it, we've chosen our own way. And if we accept it, we've chosen His way. Scripture says in John chapter 1, to those who received Him, that is Christ, He gave power to become children of God. And that's our heart's prayer for each and everyone here tonight. There is a whole different way of life. And may God bless you with that understanding as you look at Christmas according to God's purpose. Let's stand and close with a word of prayer. Father, we come before You tonight thankful that You've given us the most precious thing in Your heart, in this universe, to purchase for us forgiveness. Help us, Father, to be forgiving to one another, and most of all, to realize that our lives depend completely on Your forgiveness through Christ, who gave Himself for that very purpose. We pray, Father, for Your presence in each one of our lives this coming week as we look forward to Christmas, that Your presence would guide us, that we would be willing, that we would be open. We thank You for Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen.